Good morning, everybody. Welcome to another episode of the Smashy Business Show. Today is August 27th, 2024. The day is Tuesday. My name is Hind Al-Dah, and I am joined by my co-host, Abdelmajid Awan. How are you feeling today, Abdelmajid?
It's a good day. There's a lot of things happening in the business world.
Yes, so we won't have a lot of chit-chat today. We'll just get right into our main stories. Telegram says Pavel Durov has nothing to hide. Marlon Space and Loft Orbital invest in UAE space sector. And Astrolabs expands into Saudi Arabia. First story, Pavel Durov. It's a very, very big story happening these past few days. So Pavel Durov is the CEO and founder of Telegram, the popular messaging app. And he was arrested in France at Le Bourget Airport near Paris on charges connected to violations of the country and of the app on the platform. And Telegram is actually a Dubai-based company with nearly 1 billion users. So it is a strong competitor of WhatsApp and other popular messaging apps. And it's quite popular among people because of its claims of being
having good privacy on and, the platform.
Yeah, a very strong encrypted how do you say it?
Encrypted network. So
yes,
basically what happens is no one can see what you're sending and no one can see what the other person is sending to you.
Yes.
So even Telegram doesn't know what is being transmitted through the app. There's a lot of privacy concerns in the modern world. After the invention of social media, there was a lot of things that were being discussed about privacy. People gave up their personal data, like date of birth, mm-hmm. name, a lot of things which are personal to an extent. They gave all of that in return for access to social media.
Right.
And access to internet, to be honest. Mm-hmm. And all these companies, they use this. Sometimes there are scammers who can use this information. But the big companies like Meta, Google, there's Amazon. So all these places, they've had the liability of thinking of what to do with their data. Do they share it with other third parties? Do they mm-hmm. not share it? Do they use it for their own purposes? For maybe they get your email and send you a blast of like five
right.
emails a day. Oh, buy this. Oh, buy that.
Now, there could be downsides and upsides to sharing to third parties, mainly if somebody is doing criminal network, working
yeah.
with these platforms. Of course, there is an obligation to these companies to give up certain data for certain users to ensure that these criminals are caught, or
yeah.
also to as a preemptive measure as well to make sure nothing else happens. And
so it's a very complicated discussion on free speech, basically.
Yes.
What is allowed and what is not allowed? And this question has been in human history for centuries. What can you say and what you cannot say?
Mm-hmm.
So Elon Musk's reply, he's been very active on this whole...
as you would expect from Elon Musk.
Yeah, because he came on X, he bought X, and he was like, free speech, free speech, free
with
speech.
With certain limitations.
So every country has laws for free speech.
Yes.
Some countries, there is zero free speech allowed. Some countries have some opening for it. So again, free speech is a very complicated topic. So Telegram founder, he was very for free speech. Even one of the events in Dubai, he was talking about his own Telegram app. Recently, in April of 2024, there was an event where he spoke, and the speech was on the lines that I allow everyone to say whatever they want, obviously under limitations.
Mm-hmm.
He also joked about crypto scams on Telegram, and he told people that whoever is here has a crypto scam going on Telegram. So he joked about it, but he was very serious that a lot of maybe things are happening on Telegram.
Right.
And that is what the French prosecutors who arrested him,
mm-hmm.
they have said that the content moderation on Telegram is not good enough, and the app is not sharing data with governments to, again, stop illegal activities, criminal activities, maybe drug trafficking also. So it's, again, it's very in the initial stages. We've seen 12 accusations against him now.
Mm-hmm.
The case will go on. He will defend himself. The
right.
French prosecutors would try to get him. So all of this, we'll give you all the updates, obviously. But to understand it, you have to read a lot.
Mm-hmm.
You have to understand where Telegram comes from. Who is Pavel Durov?
Right.
His own Russian belongings and openings. Where did he come from? He created VKontakte. Then when he created Telegram, he saw a lot of pressure from the government to share the data, mm-hmm. moved away, came to Dubai, got Emirati citizenship, got French citizenship. Also had Saint Kitts and Nevis.
Yeah.
So he is a very, I would say, bold personality. And he's 39, you were talking about.
Yes,
he doesn't look 39.
He's 39 years old. He has a net worth, an estimated net worth of $9.15 billion. And speaking of you know, him being an Emirati citizen, the UAE did put out a statement, the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, and the statement says, the UAE is closely following the case of its citizen, Pavel Durov, founder of Telegram, who was arrested by the French authorities in Paris Le Bourget Airport, emphasizing that the UAE has submitted a request to the government of the French Republic to provide him with all the necessary consular services in an urgent manner. In this statement, they also stressed that prioritizing the welfare of UAE citizens, safeguarding their interests, and providing them with all aspects of support is a key priority for the UAE.
Since you've read the UAE Ministry of Foreign Affairs statement, I'd like to read the statement of Emmanuel Macron, French president. He said, I have seen false information regarding France following the arrest of Pavel Durov. Basically, he's talking about a lot of social media uproar which came forward after he was arrested. And mm-hmm. a lot of people are saying that he was arrested because of political reasons, other motivations.
Right.
But then he clarified that France is deeply committed to freedom of expression and communication, to innovation, and to the spirit of entrepreneurship. It will remain so. In a state governed by the rule of law, freedoms are upheld within a legal framework, both on social media and in real life, to protect citizens and respect their fundamental rights. It is up to the judiciary in full independence to enforce the law. So this statement, this part of the statement, he took away all the blame from himself and the country and put it on judiciary. So this is the role that he's playing, that no political motivations, no nothing, it's just the judiciary.
It lies purely on the judges of
and
the
then
court.
In the earlier part of the statement where it says government of freedom protect citizens and their respective, so he is a French citizen. So he was caught in his own country with a French passport, obviously. So he comes under the law. He has to face the charges now. The updates will keep coming. It is going to be one of the biggest stories of this year, to be honest. And hopefully, they're saying by Wednesday, French Wednesday, that is like Thursday morning here, they will prosecute him. The charges will be held against him. And maybe there will be proceedings. So let's see what happens.
Yes.
There's a funny thing happening in Moscow right now. A lot of people who support Pavel Durov, they took out a rally. Mm-hmm. And they did a very interesting thing.
Yeah, so they made paper airplanes and they stood out in front of the French embassy, is that correct? So and it's just, basically the airplane is Telegram's logo.
Main logo, yeah.
Yeah.
And there were a lot of pictures which showed him as the saint of Telegram.
Yeah.
So you can obviously go Google them and you'll see them. So this whole scenario shows that the world has to understand what freedom of speech is. The whole conversation, this whole case is about freedom of speech. What should be allowed, what should not be allowed.
Mm-hmm.
And Pavel Durov is for... Elon Musk is for it. He actually replied to the French president and he said that, please, if you are saying so many things in this statement, just please clarify on what charges he has been arrested.
So, yeah, because currently we're not aware of the exact charges.
Exact charges have not been published by official channels, but a lot of speculations are there, and some there's like a leak of the accusations.
Mm-hmm.
So there are nearly 12 allegations, and nearly 9 of them are in complicity. So it's like complicity, this, complicity. So very complicated case, again. Commenting on it is a very difficult task as well.
Mm-hmm.
And but again, these cases, they set a standard for the world to follow. So he is one of the 1 billion users. It's not a small app. It gave competition to WhatsApp and Facebook when there were privacy issues related to WhatsApp. WhatsApp, whenever you open it, it says end-to-end encrypted messages. No one can read it. But time and again, reports have surfaced that Meta, the owner of Facebook, WhatsApp, they share data with governments to keep the security, to for all the reasons they can list down. But they do share data. They have given a backdoor to the government so it can access your data. So around that, he built this app and said, no backdoors, zero backdoors.
And I remember in 2020 during the presidential elections when Donald Trump was banned off of Twitter, Telegram was very popular at the time, where those right-wing accounts or supporters of Donald Trump would go to the app and communicate there. So it's still standing strong, Telegram, again, because of the reasons Majid listed. We'll keep following the case closely and see what happens to the founder of Telegram.
Actually,
and to the app.
In a podcast with Tucker Carlson, he also, I just remembered the video, he also mentioned that when he was in US, the Secret Services or the CIA tried to hire one of his engineers. The video is there on YouTube and you can watch
it.
So he says that they tried to hire an engineer from his team, and he has a very small 30 people, 40 people team, which he keeps very close.
Mm-hmm.
So they tried to hire him and they wanted him to create a backdoor in Telegram. So one way or another, the US government could get data from Telegram. But he said, my engineer, I trust him with my life. He's a very good guy. I know he will not be lying to me. So that is one accusation he had against US as well. So let's see, it's your privacy, it's my privacy, it's everyone's privacy to data. This case will set a standard for the privacy thing or the privacy industry or all these social media apps which take your data and maybe sell it to third party and everything. This will set the tone for future.
Yes. So
let's move from this story.
Let's move
to another one.
So Abu Dhabi's Marlan Space and Loft Orbital invest $100 million in the UAE's space sector. Marlan Space is a company backed by International Holding Company. Will partner with Loft Orbital, which is based in San Francisco, to launch OrbitWorks, which will be the UAE's first ever private space infrastructure company. Now, the joint venture will invest $100 million to produce up to 50 low Earth orbit satellites annually, with each satellite weighing 500 kilograms. And they're planning to launch the first satellite by the first quarter of 2026. So in terms of space infrastructure and stuff, that's a good goal. It's not too far away and it's not too near. So
yes, and the $100 million investment is not small. It strengthens the UAE's rapidly growing space sector, which already surpassed 22 billion dirhams. That is $6 billion in total investment by 2023. So it's growing. We recently saw the very first astronaut coming back from the space station in Abu Dhabi. He was welcomed by everyone. So OrbitWorks will play a crucial role in advancing the UAE's capabilities in satellite communications, space exploration, and data transmission services.
Yeah.
So it's not just that they're going up and watching the moon from there.
No, no. So I'm currently working on an article for Emirati Women's Day. And in that article, I'm talking about Noor Al-Matrouchi, who is the UAE's first female astronaut. And she's currently on a training with the other UAE astronauts to conduct experiments in space. So it will be, such a milestone for women and for the UAE's general space industry.
Yeah.
So.
I guess this company that they've created, Marlan Space, and Loft Orbitals, OrbitWorks, will begin constructing a new facility equipped with advanced technologies for satellite integration and testing. And the first batch of 10 satellites, obviously, she told you that it's going out in Q1 of 2026. So very nearly, we will have private satellites, but UAE-controlled satellites. It helps with data. We've seen recently, we talked about Elon Musk's the satellite program, which helps with internet in Gaza.
Yes.
So that will also help UAE to launch their own internet service, small internet mm-hmm. service in remote areas. So it's a good, very good sign that they're investing in space. Mm-hmm. Again, coming back to the same point. They're diversifying their investment.
Right.
They're going into other industries.
Going into space.
Yeah,
which
going
is
into
incredible.
Space. Yeah.
Absolutely incredible.
Always.
Finally, we move on into our final story. Astrolabs facilitates Aurora Media Worldwide's expansion into Saudi Arabia. Astrolabs, if you don't know, is the Gulf region's leading expansion platform, and it has helped Aurora Media Worldwide, which is a renowned production house, I believe based out of the UK, to establish a presence in Saudi Arabia. Now, Saudi Arabia has been doing great things these past few years, even past few months, you know, bringing in different sectors. So here we see a production house coming into Saudi Arabia. And the new office in Riyadh will aim to revolutionize the kingdom's sports and entertainment sectors, with the market projected to reach $1.17 billion by 2030. Again, vision, Saudi Vision 2030.
Yes, and
we always talk about that.
We've seen that recently the Esports World Cup ended. His Highness King Salman was there, Prince Salman. There was Cristiano Ronaldo, the FIFA president, Gianni Infantino was there. So it was a very big ceremony. So that shows they're investing in sports as well. We've seen them opening cinemas, women mm-hmm. driving. So Saudi Arabia is not just moving economically, it's moving culturally
socially as well. Yes.
So Aurora, which is famous for doing the Formula E race and also the custodian of the Holy Mosque's Endurance Cup, they will enhance, obviously, Saudi Arabia's media landscape by delivering innovative content in live, original, branded, and digital formats, tapping into the region's rapid growth and digital savvy talent. So this expansion helps Aurora's successful story in the kingdom. I already told about the Formula E project. And this whole thing, apart from the story of Astrolabs and Aurora, this is the story of how Saudi Arabia is not only investing in sports and sustainability and Saudi Vision, it's also investing in entertainment.
Yes.
Because entertainment is one of the biggest industries. And UAE, we've seen here, the entertainment industry is very big. You have concerts happening. You have eateries, which are like one in a million. There's so much happening in the UAE, and Saudi Arabia is taking a leaf out of the book.
Yes.
And they're building an entertainment industry mm-hmm. as well.
Yeah, and it's good that it's such a big production company. Now, speaking back to the UAE and Dubai specifically, the office is located in Dubai Production City, and next to us we always have
something going on,
and it's incredible because it doesn't have to be something, you know, it's locally based,
yeah.
is what I'm saying, and it's good. And I feel like Saudi Arabia will also progress in that sense, making, you know, locally made production events and whatnot.
We have a whole movie industry, I guess, which happens, but obviously they'll expand into series. They have series, but they're not like globally famous.
Mm-hmm.
They're regionally very famous. So the film industry will also grow. NEOM has a whole studio setup. I forgot the name of the whole setup, but it has a filmmaking capability, a whole studio, Hollywood-esque studio. So that will obviously churn out good content in the film, movie, series, drama,
music.
All those, yeah, music industry. Uh-huh. So that's a good start. So NEOM and Saudi Vision 2023, those are the two words that you will always hear in the next five, at least till 2030. And let's see, there'll be more updates on NEOM as well. And there'll be more updates on Saudi Vision. And we'll bring them to you on this show. So we talked about Pavel Durov, that the Telegram statement came that he has nothing to hide. French president said that it's not a political move. And mainly, the UAE said that they're looking into the case and they're trying to get their Emirati citizen all the help they can. We talked about how UAE's space sector got $100 million today. And lastly, we talked about that one of the biggest media companies in the world, Aurora, has gone into Saudi Arabia through Astrolabs Helps, which is a Dubai-based system, Dubai-based company. So this is all for today.
This is all for today. You can catch us on all the platforms, streaming platforms such as Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and Anghami. You can also find us on Instagram, X, Meta, as well as LinkedIn. We have a daily newsletter, so make sure to subscribe to that to get more information on the day's news. Thank you for joining us on the Smashy Business Show, a Smashy Business production part of the Augustus Media Podcast Network. We'll see.